Parliament as a whole is so far up to its neck in sleaze and the murk of all of this that I don't think he's going to eliminate that overnight. And he said as much in his press conference yesterday. But what he has done is shown people that he's able to take a lead and act decisively. The other problem for him isn't just to sleep, and I'm slightly reluctant to use the word sleep, and these people are claiming expenses which are to fund second homes that they needed, and they were expenses that were approved by the vote office. Virtually every MP who's been identified by the Daily Telegraph has been able to say, and quite rightly as far as I can see, that they were acting with the approval of the Commons authorities who were supposed to police the system. So it's not you can have an argument about the appropriateness of or otherwise of these claims, but it's not corruption. They're not breaking the rules. They are operating within rules that allow them to make claims that many of us would seem questionable.
This has been an important test of David Cameron's leadership, hasn't it?
Yes, and he's emerged pretty well out of it, to be honest, I think. I mean, at his press conference yesterday, he was reminding the journalists of the press conference he gave in the same place last year, where he, soon after the Derek Conway affair, where he said he was going to take an initiative and force all his front benchers to declare details of any relatives they were employing. And that was a proposal that got taken up by the Commons as a whole. On more recent events, he was the first party leader to apologise. He did so on Sunday before the Sunday Telegraph started publishing details about shadow cabinet expense claims. Gordon Brown had to sort of follow afterwards. He was also calling for a swift replacement to the existing scheme before Gordon Brown does so. In several instances, you can point to things that David Cameron's done where you can say, well, look, he's leading the pack on this.
What about the future of the Speaker, Michael Martin? Because he's come under a lot of pressure from his comments he made during a debate in the Commons on Monday.
He's had a wretched week too. He's, remember, chairman of the House of Commons Commission. But he has a role in this. A dynamic Speaker with authority would have been able to take a grip of this issue. The charge against Speaker Martin is that he was slow to react. He eventually came up with proposals last year after the Derek Conway affair and after people like David Cameron started making a big fuss. He couldn't get through the House of Commons. When MPs complained about him today in the House of Commons this week, his main concern, rather than to admit, as most party leaders have done, look, there's a problem here, MPs haven't covered themselves in glory, he seemed to blame the press and blame MPs who were criticising him. He hasn't emerged with much credit. It remains to be seen whether he's going to resign or stand down before the next election, and he's in his 60s now. It wouldn't be at all surprising if he did. There are a lot of people in all parties who think he should,